Georgia Farm Monitor's Ray DeLazio introduces us to Putnam County's Tyler Gore.
As you enter Putnam County, there's a sign displaying its rich and proud history. It reads, "Welcome to Georgia's Dairy Capital." It's a sign Tyler Gore has seen countless times, and although he's not looking to rewrite the history books, Tyler is hoping to make his own personal mark.
I wasn't really interested in showing cows at first, and then I got to researching and I saw that you could show goats, and that interested me more than showing a dairy cow. So I got to researching and I figured out how I needed to start out and figured out where I needed to find a goat to show. And I got in touch with one of my local friends and she got me started with showing goats. And we went down to a breeder in Waynesboro, Georgia, and I leased two does from her, and that's how I started out showing goats. At first, I had a stereotype about goats. They're just random junk animals that eat anything. But as I went forward with my project and got my goats, I realized that they're just not a goat. They're more like my pets and part of my family now.
Now, believe it or not, raising goats wasn't always a part of Tyler's plan.
I think what stood out to me the most with Tyler is he came in my ninth grade class. He said he wanted to be a marine biologist when he grew up, and he wanted to know when we were going to learn about fish. So I tried to make that connection. We talked a little bit about aquaculture in class, but he kind of, when we started talking about small animals and livestock and ruminant livestock, he kind of latched onto the goat project and took off with it.
He's been chapter reporter, chapter treasurer, and currently chapter president for Putnam County. He's also competed in multiple record-keeping competitions, prepared public speaking, job interview, FFA quiz, and placed in all. Arguably, though, his proudest moment came when he learned that the National FFA Foundation had awarded him a $1,000 grant, something they don't give to just anyone.
It's very difficult to get these grants. This year, Tyler was selected as the only student from Georgia to receive a $1,000 grant, and it's based on a student's application and how they present their need for what they want to do and expand their project. By him getting this grant, of course, he'll be able to expand, as you can see, the barn and include a few more goats to his breeding herd.
In fact, raising goats along with teaching will ultimately be a part of his future.
I want to go to Abraham Baldwin Agriculture College down in Tifton and study in agriculture education and become an ag teacher.
I see him being a passionate agriculture teacher in the state of Georgia. I think he's going to represent our state well, and he's really going to make those connections with students that are diversified in their learning.
Well, we certainly wish the best of luck to Tyler and his future endeavors.